Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Above Reproach. October 8, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy, for a brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servant. My son, why do you question me in this way? To question my servant is to question me. Therefore listen, and have understanding, that my will may be fulfilled in you. That which you call the Old Testament was indeed written through my servants and prophets of old, and all who were wise gave heed, obeying the writing thereof. Yet even then, that which would come to be written in the New Testament already existed, awaiting the day I would send out my apostles and prophets to proclaim the good news. Was it the Old Testament? No. It was the New Testament, never before seen, heard, or published. And now the time has come for me to send out my apostles and prophets once again, to announce my coming, and to set all these crooked paths straight. Behold, it is time to blow the trumpet, and prepare my way before me. Does that which my messengers proclaim agree with the Bible? Yes. For the words in these letters are my words, as are the words in your Bible my words, though they have been greatly misinterpreted and mistranslated by men. Therefore put no difference between them. For to reject any part of my word is to reject the whole. I tell you the truth. The three books are one. One ongoing testament to my glory. Thus much of what my servants proclaim, you have already heard. Yet they will also declare that which you have not heard, nor have you understood, because of man's doctrine in you. Therefore again I say to you, what my prophets of the end of this age write, is indeed new to many, yet remains in perfect agreement with the prophets of old. For I do not change. I shall surely make my plans known. For my spirit has spoken throughout the generations, in its steadfastness and quiet. Yet few have ears to hear. Few are willing to open their hearts and receive my correction. Yet now the time has come for those who say they are my people to be tried. It is time for their works to be tested. For the word of my mouth shall declare it, and in the day of the Lord it shall surely be made plain. Every false way exposed, every perverse tradition torn in pieces, every detestable doctrine crushed beneath the weight of the truth, says the Lord.